We are talking today with Extension Grain Market Economist Dr. Kim Anderson. Kim, just out, USDA giving us a couple of reports that the industry is chewing on right now. Crop production numbers, and that includes those winter wheat crop numbers based on June 1st data. USDA also offering the regular the WASDE reports, the supply demand data as well. Your thoughts, you know, as you look at these reports, what do you see?
Overall, I think it's a good report for hard red winter wheat and for wheat overall. All wheat, you know, they raised it 4 million bushels, essentially nothing. The winter wheat down slightly. Hard red winter wheat, you know, what about 6 million bushels? Essentially, no change there. So, I think the production from a U.S. standpoint looks good for wheat. On the world production, they lowered it just slightly, a minor reduction in it. The concern I have is in Argentine wheat production, they increased it by 3% or 18 million bushels. And Russian wheat production, you know, Russia this last year became the number one exporter of wheat in the world market. They increased Russian production by 3% or 73 million bushels. And that's 73 million more bushels that the Russians will export, and that's exports that we don't get. Both Argentina and Russia are direct competitors to hard red winter wheat.
I know that we were saying most of the spring that we were really expecting, you know, a lot fewer harvested acres this year. Oklahoma primarily, maybe Kansas as well to some extent. That seems to be proven out by the numbers.
Yes, and, you know, they've got Oklahoma production at 89 million bushels. The crop tour had it at 100 million. I think what the harvest is showing us is that 89 is probably closer to what Oklahoma's going to get. The test weight is really good on this wheat coming in. I think that's very important because that says that this is probably going to be a good milling quality wheat as far as yield goes. On the flour, the protein, as we anticipated, is below, well below average. We'd like to have that higher, but right now the market's reacting positive with about an 80-cent price increase over the last 3 weeks.
As far as for our producers, what do they need to really be thinking about now as they wrap up harvest and you know they consider what they're going to do with this wheat that's in the bin?
Well, I think it's looking good right now with the uptrend that we've got going on in wheat. I think it's extremely important that Kansas City July or that KC July contract close above $4.50. It's important that it holds that 450 level. And if it does, say Monday, we close above 450. I think we're going to run up to 480. We might even take a shot at that $5. Our price, if you look at when our trend is set for the marketing year, that's normally set in late August, September, and October. The foreign market's going to determine what our prices do. So if we get a good price, rally, I think producers need to be taking advantage of some of that. Yes, we could get another two. We start losing foreign production, and if you'll read between the lines over the last few weeks, we've had lowered expectations. The European Union lower expectations. I know they raised their production by 3 million bushels, but it's been going down the last couple of weeks. Just between the line reports, and I think the news is trickling in the right area or in the right format in lower world production or lower expectations, and I think that's positive. Our producers cannot get wrapped up though in these rallies. And say it's going higher, and it could go up $2 or $2.50, but it's going to take a lot of losses in the foreign market. So, I think producers need to stagger it in the market. I think they need to take advantage of this higher price because we could definitely lose a dollar on this market if those foreign crops come in big. So, I'd sell say what a third of it at harvest when I got ready to pull the trigger. And then a third in that September-October time period and the final third in November-December.
And for our folks beyond just the wheat guys, obviously supply-demand numbers, no big changes, I know, in the corn and soybean numbers this go around. Any thoughts on how those markets are starting to play out a little bit here as we get into, you know, past the planting season?
Well, we've had some good rallies in corn prices, and I think that's good, and that's got the corn producers moving some of that product. I was surprised a little bit at no change in corn. I thought maybe we'd get slightly lower or lower movement, and that's what we need for our wheat prices, is to for the corn production to decline or be below expectations, for corn prices to increase, so we can move some of this marginal quality wheat that we've got in storage, move that in the feed market. So what the Oklahoma producers need for price, we need higher corn prices, lower corn production. We need lower foreign wheat production, and that would move our prices on up.